Just okay. Okay. Wrestling. We gotta talk wrestling, right? Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Wrestling. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Big Splash WrestleCast. This is episode 11, also going to be known as the WWE Vengeance Preview Podcast.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Yay!
Vengeance is here.
Yeah.
It feels
another...
like we have a pay-per-view every 2 weeks.
Yes. We have had a pay-per-view.
Yes.
2 weeks. Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
No, they gave it 3 weeks this time.
Yeah, this one. So it's 7 weeks, 3 pay-per-views, basically.
Yes, about, give or take.
Yeah.
So
it's less than 2 months.
Uh-huh.
All right, folks, welcome to Big Splash WrestleCast. This is where we talk about wrestling, related things, such as the WWE, the other company. We'll talk maybe a little independent news. Who knows?
Who knows
what we're going to do?
I mean, there could be a lot of things that you may want to hear and some stuff you may not want to hear.
Right.
So
we had... TNA had a pay-per-view.
Yes, TNA had a pay-per-view.
Had their big pay-per-view.
We'll discuss that later.
Yeah, we'll discuss that later, but we have that, you know, on tap for the show today.
Yes.
We also have, we're going to cover Raw.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cover tonight's SmackDown.
Yes.
Which we are recording before SmackDown airs, but we are going to go spoiler crazy because...
We can.
This is not going to go up until probably Saturday morning.
Yes.
Because we want when there's pay-per-views, we like to include SmackDown in the podcast, and we're also gonna talk about Vengeance and the events leading up to it. The first things first, though, we're gonna start off with some wrestling news. Couple of things. One that I actually saw from IGN.com. Apparently, Mick Foley will be making his WWE return.
Yes,
on the 3-hour Raw.
Yep.
1 week from this coming Monday, I believe it is, Yeah, I think so.
I believe that's when he's doing it. I believe isn't it supposed to be like the week before Survivor Series?
Yeah, Survivor Series. Yeah, that's what it is. It's the week before Survivor Series. Apparently, he's gonna be there to do a special appearance with The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So they're billing The Rock and Mick Foley to be there. Which should be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
In other news, Tomko was arrested for holding up a pharmacy. Which is apparently the same pharmacy he goes and actually gets his drugs from, like his prescription drugs.
Oh.
So he was in jail, and today he posted his own bail and is checking directly into the WWE rehab program.
Oh, the same one.
The same one that Scott Hall
is back in. Yes, he's back.
To which Stephanie McMahon said, I don't even want to talk about the amount of money we've spent on trying to rehab Scott Hall.
For those of you that may or may not know, this past Wednesday, E60, which is a show on ESPN, about a group of reporters who come in and they do, they did a couple of reports on like different players in the sports. So they did sports entertainment with Scott Hall, and Scott Hall was definitely one of my favorite little segments. Like, it showed like his whole history and what his downfall was. First off, I don't know if you know this, Steve, but back in 85, he was a bartender at a strip club.
Okay.
And, he got into a fight with this guy because the guy was so drunk, he like messed up Scott Hall's car.
Uh-huh.
So he pushed the guy down. The guy took out a gun. And they got into a fight with the gun, and Scott Hall shot the guy in the head in defense.
Oh, wow.
And he actually was charged with second-degree murder, but he got off because there wasn't enough evidence on him.
Hmm.
You find out from there that is one of the reasons why he's so messed up, is because of the fact
that would have a lot to do with it, yeah.
And then he was paid when he was in WCW. He was one of the first few people. He was given $1 million contract.
Right.
It was like one of the first times. Same thing with like Nash and Hogan. And then you find out that he just got addicted to all the drugs and stuff. And, you know, they talked about one time when he was doing drugs, he actually roomed with Shawn Michaels a lot. Mm-hmm. And he would like talk about, you know, hey, is your heart still beating? But the interesting thing with Scott Hall is that right now they ended the segment by saying that he's mentoring his son,
right,
Cody.
And then I also just read that they're no longer on speaking terms
again.
Yeah, so it's rough, and I think his son, doesn't he have a developmental contract or something like that, or a tryout? He had something soon.
He had something coming up. His son said something very interesting, which I thought was cool. He said that I'm working really hard to be a wrestler. And the problem that I'm having is that I have a really bad last name because of the rep that's going on with him. And it's
well, a company would probably figures, you know, that if they sign the son, then the father will be not too far behind.
And not only that, I thought that this was a very good take. They also brought up, do you remember back in April, they had the video going around of him at like this like wrestling event that he was like advertised for, and he came out and he looked all like, you know, like he looked like he was drunk and high and all that stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember
supposedly that. What had happened was the night before he suffered a seizure. Because he has to take medication for seizures. Because he has a problem in his heart. And so he decided that day to go and do the event.
What?
Yeah. So if you see him at the event, he's actually wearing a hospital thing. Like on his hand, on his wrist
on
still.
On his wrist, yeah.
And, you know, they had the guy Just Incredible there. And he said it was one of like the worst, like embarrassing things he was ever a part of. And it was just.
Come on, just Incredible, you know, whatever.
I know, you're taking advice from that guy. Yeah. I know. But
whatever.
Overall, if you ever get a chance, you know, definitely take a watch to it. 20 minutes. It was awesome. They also, you know, as a side note, they did a little thing on Dwight Gooden. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yes.
So guys, check that one out.
Mm-hmm.
That takes us to, I don't remember any noteworthy news, you know, other than what's happening on television. So we'll go right back to television, which. Our next segment is always when we talk about Raw. It's the Raw Thoughts portion.
Yes, Raw Thoughts. You want to know what my Raw Thoughts were? You want to know my absolute, completely, honestly?
Okay.
Okay. And I'll use a curse word here.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Brace yourself, folks.
It was fucking stupid.
Oh, God.
That's it.
Oh, he dropped the F-bomb.
No, I'm sorry.
It sounded so unnatural, Michael.
I know. I'm sorry. But listen.
Well, here's the thing. Raw, it's in Mexico, you know, so everything's going to be weird. People who get cheered are going to get booed. I mean, Cena got booed more so than normal. It wasn't god-awful, but it wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know?
What?
Another meh.
I mean, did you enjoy the CM Punk part? I mean, listen, first off, I don't know if you heard the news going on, but what's his name? When Jim Ross got fired on last week's Raw,
right? Yeah,
Raw's ratings took a tank,
right?
And so the only reason why he was back for this week was supposedly just to help out the ratings.
That's weird. JR equals ratings. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm just baffled. Why is this still going on with JR? Is even in the ring with Michael Cole? Why?
Because somebody he's got to beat him at a pay-per-view or something stupid like that. Like, so, I don't know.
There was nothing. Nothing happened this week.
Hey.
Nothing. Hold on. Maybe one thing. Maybe one thing. Why is Mason Ryan getting a push? Okay. I'm serious, folks.
Because he's huge.
He's huge? What? He's huge? So what?
It's, same thing happened with Goldberg. He wasn't a good wrestler, but he was huge. You know, Batista, he was huge. It's just because he's big.
See Mason Ryan as your next U.S. champion?
I could see Mason Ryan as your next world champion. I wouldn't be surprised if next year you see Mason Ryan and Ezekiel Jackson.
The guy can't even talk. Do you hear this guy talk?
He doesn't have to talk. He's big. Batista was terrible on the mic until he played the last character he played.
Which was awesome, but still.
Which was hysterical.
Yeah. Oh, man. What? Nothing happened on Raw.
No.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm really sorry.
Well,
I wish we could talk more about Raw, but there's nothing to talk about.
Well, let's talk about the... All right, what happened? What happened? The Vicky Guerrero storyline. How's that? What happened this week on Raw with that? I guess nothing, really.
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Got nothing with Vicky.
Okay. Well, it's the same stuff, you know. She's trying to build a stable. I don't really know.
This is your stable. Your stable is Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger. Congratulations, Swagger, on your new baby. But you know, anyway.
Pretty good. I would say that's a good stable. I don't know. I think two up and coming guys there, and they're working well as a tag team.
Yeah. All right. I mean.
This was a little funny bit. Apparently, Triple H was deported from Mexico.
Yes, he was.
He was kicked out of Mexico.
He was kicked out of Mexico.
Because of problems with his papers.
Yes, which doesn't make sense.
We opened the show with a pretty good match. I mean, it wasn't awful. Henry got the win, you know, which was over Morrison, which they're just burying.
Morrison is it's over.
Tag and, so that was you know, a decent opening match. wasn't anything great. Then you have the
Eve Torres is going to be the number one contender.
Whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
Punk and Miz had a good match. I enjoyed that.
Beat down it afterwards. Solid. Whatever.
Yes, and then you know your Truth and Miz just beating up everybody thing again. I don't know. Like the last big beatdown they've had was involved lead pipes. So yeah. I just feel like this one was just lacking. Yeah. Like if they're gonna keep beating people up, they need to outdo themselves the next time out. But and then once the refs came in, they kind of raised their hands and walked out of the ring, which is interesting. Don't quite know why they're doing that. Could be because they have a deal with Vincent Kennedy McMahon, who told them not to touch the refs. But whatever.
Yeah.
Mason Ryan, Dolph Ziggler, whatever. We spoke about that.
Yeah. Listen. Nothing happened.
And then we had the wonderful.
The main event. Oh my God! Please.
The main event.
Please. There's no. What we learned at the end of it that Michael Cole taps out to an ankle lock.
Yes.
And
Michael Cole tapped down to the worst looking ankle lock I have ever seen. For somebody who's watched wrestling for 30 plus years, you would think Jim Ross would know how to put on an ankle lock and make it look convincing.
Well,
it was,
he clearly didn't.
Terrible.
Oh my God. Terrible. And then you find out the stipulation that they're going to face each other in.
Uh-oh.
Wait. He's gonna F-U him. Oh, it's not an F-U. Oh, it's the attitude adjustment. That's right.
It's the AA.
It's the AA onto the outside, and then he beats him up more.
Blah, blah.
It's a last man standing match.
It was cool the way he announced it, but I saw it coming a mile away. I said it was either going to be a I Quit or a last man standing match. Because if it was an I Quit, it would have been with Del Rio won.
Yeah.
Because he's got, you know, they both have submissions, so I don't know. I just thought an I Quit or a submissions-only match would have been better. The Mexican crowd booed Cena.
Yes, horribly.
And they cheered Del Rio, their hometown boy. My thoughts on Raw are meh, I guess.
Meh, that's it.
It was really nothing going into this pay-per-view, but I guess SmackDown had a lot of setting up to do. They had a lot of matches that they needed to solidify going into the pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, you know, we had a...
Because up till Raw, I mean, after Raw, we've had what? We had our main event, we had the Divas match announced.
We had both title matches announced already.
Both title matches, but... Yeah, it was both title matches, the Divas match.
We found out after Raw was supposed
Henry,
to be...
Henry and, what's his name?
Big
that
Show.
We knew about.
We knew about Orton and Cody Rhodes were going to face each other. We found out about that.
So, I mean, there's still a couple matches to be made, which brings us to SmackDown. SmackDown, we're not going to be able to talk too much about the matches because we didn't see them yet.
Yes.
However, we can
mention some of the highlights.
Some of the highlights being that Sin Cara Azul, or Blue...
Yes.
Defeated Sin Cara Negro,
yes,
or Black.
In a mask versus mask.
So apparently Black Sin Cara is now demasked, I guess. I don't know.
And I guess we'll find out very shortly.
We'll find out if he's going to still be playing a Sin Cara without a mask character or if he's going to have a whole character change. Or whatever, I guess we'll find that out.
And supposedly they went, the match was really over with the crowd, so...
Yeah, it's Lucha, and it's, yeah. That was I'm surprised they didn't make that the main event.
That's true.
I mean,
well, the main event was Del Rio versus Big Show, which, again, I don't know why they're facing it, why that's the main event, but we move on.
They had a score to settle.
We had two matches announced for Vengeance.
Right, two matches announced for Vengeance. One we have seen a couple times before in Sheamus and Christian, but I still think they're going to put on a good show.
Yes.
They'll probably open the card, I would think.
Yes.
We got a U.S. title match?
We have a U.S. title match. And it's between Dolph Ziggler And Zack Ryder.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo. He is going to be
our hometown boy.
Yeah, he is going to be in a main event.
He's going to be in a title match at a pay-per-view.
Oh, my goodness.
And I could guarantee you he wins.
Are you sure?
He's
wait, let's not spoil time. It. Let's not spoil
it's
it.
It's time for him to win a legitimate title.
You think so?
Yes.
I think
at Vengeance he will win. But you know what? Since we're there, let's talk. Let's talk about Vengeance. Let's get our Vengeance.
Let's get right into it.
Predictions.
Predictions.
I'm starting it with the U.S. title match.
All right.
Zack Ryder's winning. And I think Swagger's going to inadvertently cost Ziggler the title, setting up their feud.
I'm going to go the opposite. I think Ziggler will finally beat him.
Finally.
But then he's going to have to face Mason Ryan.
Oh, boy.
Mason Ryan.
Dun, dun,
exactly.
Dun, dun,
exactly.
Dun, 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 dun,
exactly.
Dun. If only the people listening know that I have a cat pressed up against the microphone or a kitten. If only they knew.
If only they knew. But we move on.
Maybe I could get the other one.
Christian versus Sheamus.
Christian versus Sheamus.
What happened at the latest pay-per-view? Who won that? Was it Sheamus?
Say something. Yes.
Sheamus won.
Yes.
Christian's going to win.
Right. Okay. You're going what do you call it?
If anything you can do, I can do better. So Christian wins this one.
It's time for Christian to win. I agree. I think Christian should win. Actually, but I feel like they're making Sheamus into the next number one contender. So I think he needs to win.
All right.
To go up against Henry. So I'm actually going to go with Sheamus.
Okay.
Divas. Beth Phoenix is going to win.
She
can't lose the title.
There's no
yet.
Way she's gonna lose it that quickly. Moving on. Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton.
Cody Rhodes wins.
Really?
Yes, handedly.
Really?
I think he's going to win clean.
Mm.
And then I think Orton is gonna go ballistic and is going to punt the mask off his head. I think he's just gonna boom, kick him, and the mask is go flying, and that'll be the end of the disfigured gimmick. Now he'll do like an amnesia gimmick or something like that. I think that'd be hysterical if you just can't remember.
Yo,
what
they're high
week.
Right. Vince McMahon's high right now. Cody Rhodes. I think Cody Rhodes is actually. I think he's gonna win it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's
will. Over. He's over, and he's reliable in the ring. So I think the two of them are gonna put on match of the night.
Yeah, it's a possibility. And now
then we
move.
Then
on.
We got the Big Hosses and Big Show and Mark Henry.
We forgot about another match.
Which one?
We forgot that Triple H and CM Punk.
Oh, we're getting to that.
Do you think that's going to be the last match?
No, they're going to split the two title matches.
Oh, okay.
They're
going to
have
right.
the world title first, and then they're going to have the tag match, and then they'll have the WWE title match.
Okay, so the world title.
So the world title match, Henry wins.
Yeah, he should win. There's no way Show's going to win this
match. I think
match.
It's going to be clean, I think Big Show's going to push him to the edge. I think it's going to be like a mutual respect. Yeah, you're a big man. I'm a big man. We just beat the hell out of each other.
I think Henry's going to win by countout.
Countout, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put him through the announce table or something.
Maybe.
Kind of cheapens the champion, but whatever.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
All right, so tag match, Triple H and CM Punk versus The Awesome Truth. I think Awesome Truth is going to win, and I think... Kevin Nash is going to get involved. And
yeah,
he's going
I think
to get
Kevin
his
Nash will come
vengeance
back.
On Triple H. And I think that's the whole purpose of the pay-per-view.
I like
him
it.
To get his vengeance because nothing's been heard from him in a while.
Yes. But also he's going to be doing that event soon. So I don't know if he's like if he's going to be back yet. I think they may wait. I think they may wait till Survivor Series.
I think he's going to be... a player at the Survivor Series, so I think they're going to set up his match at Survivor Series.
I want
Survivor Series is going to be big.
Yeah,
it's going to be huge this year.
Yeah, I mean, I want Punk and Triple H to win, but
the Rock
I am
be involved this year.
I'm expecting The Miz and R-Truth to pull off a win.
Which brings us to the WWE title match. And I'm sorry to say this, but I think John Cena is going to win.
Mm-hmm. Again.
I hope he doesn't.
Actually, no. No.
I feel like him.
I'm gonna say Del Rio's gonna win.
Okay.
And my guess
uh-huh.
is that I think
Uh-huh.
Someone or something is going to interfere in the match.
Okay. Or something? Is it going to be a robot?
Yes, it's going to be actually a... it's going to be...
Is it going to be Rikishi?
No, it's actually going to be... Rikishi. Jesus.
I don't know. I think of robots. I think of Rikishi. I did it for The Rock. I did it for the people. So who do you think will get involved?
I think Rock may get involved.
The Rock, huh?
I think The Rock will come back. Just to make a...
But I have a feeling... I have a feeling The Rock...
I think he's going to come back on video.
I have a feeling The Rock is going to be on Cena's team at Survivor Series.
I think he's going to be against them.
You think there's going to be... It could go two ways, I think, Survivor Series. They could do one Survivor Series match, or they could do two Survivor Series matches. Because they have two potential storylines. You could have Mr. Future Endeavor versus Triple H storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have The Rock, and you could have Rock and Cena.
Mm.
But I think they're going to go Triple H team, Team Triple H, Triple H, Punk, Rock, Cena.
Mm-hmm. Who's maybe him. Maybe Triple H himself.
Well, I was including him.
Oh, okay.
And the fifth guy will probably be like, I don't know, maybe Big Show or...
Big Show, nice. And you have Mark Henry like that. As like the other one.
All and right. on Future Endeavor side, it'll be the Awesome Truth. Vicky Guerrero's a little stable. Swagger and Ziggler.
I mean, are they done with the...
probably Cody.
With the Orton, the Ortonga? Like being like, you know, the lawyer.
No, he's still their legal counsel.
Okay.
Listen,
how do you rate this pay-per-view right now? Just going in.
I think it has the potential to be a 7 out of 10. I'd be surprised if it is any better than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not be surprised if it's lower than that.
Mm.
But I'm thinking a 7. Between a 6 and a 7, because they have a lot of matches, so that means the wrestling qualities are going to be a little lower. But I think the stories will be progressed nicely.
All right.
Hopefully. Hopefully is right.
Because we've been proved wrong.
Many, 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 many times.
Yes.
So... Bound for Glory happened.
Yes.
You
have to listen.
A couple of impacts have happened.
Yes, listen.
So I think that brings us down to our very special segment that we do every week.
Yes, TNA.
TNA in 60 seconds. Now, Mike, you have asked me.
Yes.
To extend the time.
Yes.
Given.
Yes.
For TNA in 60 seconds.
Yes.
So what we're going to do, because I don't want to change the name. Okay. TNA in 60 seconds.
Okay.
We're going to say this segment is called TNA in a moment.
Okay. That's fine. I like
TNA
that.
In a moment.
So wait, technically we did change the
title. Well, yeah, but we did change the title, but a moment could still be a minute. So
that's true. That's true. Now,
yes. Okay, so you know what? We will change the name. Here's why. TNA is doing interesting things, Mikey. TNA is doing interesting things with their champions and their things. Of course, the older people, no, they're not doing interesting things.
That's true.
But the youngins are getting something different.
Yes, it is.
So let's talk about that. Here's Mike Capizzo with TNA in a moment.
All right, everyone. So listen, Bound for Glory series, two of the most important things happened. Very simply, we had Sting defeating Hulk Hogan. We had the whole entire storyline where we found out that the referee in the match was actually Eric Bischoff's son. He didn't really want, you know, Hogan was tapping. He's like, no, I can't call the match. And then he's like, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to call the match. And Hogan was like, thank you for calling the match because you know how it should go. Then Bischoff comes out. They start beating him up. They start beating up Sting. The ref, his son's like, no, you're not going to beat up Sting. So Bischoff hits him with the chair. And it's like, oh, and Sting's looking at Hulk. He's saying, help me, Hulk. Help me. And Hogan's looking at the crowd. The crowd's like, help him. Help him. So he goes, he points at all the members of Immortal. He goes, you. And he begins attacking everybody. Hogan's good, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Hogan's with Sting. All right, moving on. We now have the match of the year. Quote unquote, we have Robert Roode. He is making his attempt. He will finally win. He will finally beat Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle cheats. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt Angle uses the ropes. So then we go to Impact Wrestling this past Thursday. We get there, and everyone's like, Sting's like, listen, we need to congratulate Hulk Hogan. The crowd's hot for Hogan. The crowd is hot. It's crazy. And they're all chanting. Hogan's like, I'm sorry for making you all upset these past 18 months. I'm sorry for ruining everything. Listen, Sting is the immortal icon. He is the American icon. And Sting's like, thank you for calling me that. I probably have never gotten that call before, so thank you. So now we move on. And look who's back in charge of TNA. It's Dixie Carter. Oh, it's so nice. But she chooses Sting as the leader of TNA. Sound like a Triple H storyline? I don't know. But now we move on. Robert Roode comes out. He's upset that Kurt Angle is still champion. So he wants a rematch. Sting calls it. Oh, wait. There's a thing in the contract that says that they can't have a rematch. It's a one-time only deal. So guess who gets the match tonight? It's James Storm. James Storm in a one-on-one match with Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle clearly is kicking his butt in the corner. All this and all that. Out of nowhere, James Storm hits a super kick. He covers him. One, two, three. The winner of the match, James Storm. Ladies and gentlemen, James Storm is your new TNA World Heavyweight Champion. What's going to happen next week? I guess we'll have to wait and find out.
And that was TNA in a Moment with Mike Pizzo. Brought to you by Flip Flops, where you never know if a man is a face or a heel, which as we saw these past couple of weeks, Hogan is no longer a heel, he's a face. Kurt Angle is no longer a true, or no longer gray, he is now a heel, I think. Sting is a face, but is now in the role of a heel. Dixie Carter is
no, he's still a face. Dixie Carter's a face.
No, but he's in the role of a heel. Like nobody
he's
wants.
He's in the role
nobody
of a heel,
a good
but he's
guy.
but he's acting as a face for the fans.
Right. Whatever.
Just wanted to let everyone know, if you didn't see Impact, and I was just telling this to Steve recently, the hottest crowd TNA has ever had in a long time.
Very good. I guess Hogan as a face brings in the happiness for the people.
I guess so.
We're about a half an hour into this shindig.
We are.
Yeah. We've already covered mostly everything.
Well, did we have any emails this week?
We did actually. We did have a couple emails. All right. Pass me my phone behind you, and I'll.
Sure. We'll get that
I'll
going.
Read these here emails.
Oh wait, hold on. Even though my TNA in a moment has already passed, Gail Kim is back. Gail Kim is back on TNA. Mm-hmm. She is now, or excuse me, Impact. She still does the same exact finisher, Eat Defeat. It is. I mean, I'm baffled that this woman is like, and she's trashing the WWE Divas division. Who cares,
Mike?
Yes,
Franklin.
Franklin.
He wants to know.
Yes,
he's hoping that Vicky gets a stable together like the Heenan family.
Okay.
And he said Brock Lesnar is in WWE 12.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? And do you think they are going to cheese their way on him making an appearance again?
Okay.
Whether for a match or for a segment.
Okay. Go ahead. You want to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's awesome that he's in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is going to wrestle again, but I don't know if Dana White is going to let him. He's the president or whatever of UFC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he'll let him, but I do think they're going to figure out a way to get him back in the ring for them.
I like how his look is the new look. You know, it's like still like, it's like, you know, the newer look with like the tattoo down his stomach, mm-hmm. you know. He looks really good. I'm actually liking the storyline right now that's going on with WWE 12. They released what they're doing for Road to WrestleMania.
Right.
And it looks awesome with each character.
Yeah,
it
looks pretty cool.
I don't know if you heard, but they're doing a Sheamus is one of, you can play as either a good guy,
I
bad guy,
mm-hmm.
and the Sheamus storyline looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was just talking to to John about it,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying, you know, why do video games do a better storyline than the writers of WWE? And John said it perfectly. He said, "There's no, what's the word he used? There's no exceptions. You know, there's nothing that can go wrong."
Well, it's not just that. It's there's no live audience.
Yeah.
There's no live audience. There's no ratings.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like, oh, this story sucks, so let me turn it off. You know, mm-hmm. like this is just, they're telling a story In a controlled environment.
Yeah, and if it works well with the game, sometimes WWE actually uses that storyline.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it does happen with that. But yeah, I'm excited for Lesnar. I don't think he'll come back. I think this was just a promotion to get the game going, to get everyone to remember Here Comes the Pain. Right. So that's my take.
Here Comes the Pain.
Yes.
Speaking of pain, yes. Joshua Sankman.
Okay.
A good friend.
Yes, Joshua.
He said that he loved the article on Why Character Matters that we had on the website.
Yes.
And he wanted to know who you, as in us, would rank as our top 10 greatest characters.
All right, let's do the...
Let's do it together.
All right.
We're not going to do two lists. We're going to do one list. Number 10 uh-huh. on the list, I'm going with Paul Bearer.
As a character.
He's hysterical.
So that's how we're starting. We're starting off
Paul
that...
Bearer. Paul Bearer. Number 10.
Oh, God. All right, a character. My number 9 character. Jesus. Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart. We got two managers so far.
We got two managers. Okay. All right.
Then I'm going to go with Undertaker.
As a character. Okay.
Not well, Biker Taker, Undertaker.
You're talking about the original Undertaker.
Just the Undertaker.
Okay.
The Phenom.
All right,
the Dead
fine,
Man.
Fine. I'm going to go number 7, a character. You know what? I liked him. I don't know if you liked him, but... I would actually have to say Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon. Cool
yep.
character.
Yep.
A little cheesy, but
yeah,
right.
cheesy, but the bad guy. Mm-hmm, so.
The bad guy.
All right.
I guess, I think Doink the Clown should be mentioned.
Doink the Clown, yes. Number 6.
He was a character.
Yes. Number 7, actually.
Yes.
Doink the Clown for 7. Number 6, The Godfather. Yeah, come on.
He could be up there with like 4 different characters.
All right.
Mick Foley,
yes.
Mankind,
yes.
Cactus Jack, Dude Love, uh-huh. the 3 of them.
Yeah.
Great characters, a lot of fun. I don't think you could argue against either one of those characters.
No,
so I guess we'll lump them all together as one.
Sure. I'll put Macho Man up there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Macho
Absolutely.
Man as a character. We're talking
Absolutely.
About characters. Yes.
I think the number 1 character of all time is Roddy Piper.
Really?
Without a doubt.
I think Hogan.
No way.
No?
Does not. No. No way. He was not nearly as entertaining as Roddy Piper.
Mm.
When Roddy Piper was doing his segments, everybody was watching. When Hulk Hogan was doing his thing, all right, whatever. He pumped
people up. I think Stone Cold
up.
Has to be up there.
Stone Cold's up there.
Yep.
Not necessarily The Rock.
No, because The Rock
was just... He was a cool character, but he wasn't... I don't know.
Goldberg would be up there.
No. No, he wasn't that... No. Goldberg was a... He was a, what do you call it? Like a superstar. He wasn't a character.
Ooh, straight edge CM Punk.
Straight edge CM Punk was an awesome character.
Yeah, straight edge CM Punk.
Straight edge CM Punk. I would even go Cody Rhodes, definitely.
Yes, Cody Rhodes right now is a very good storyline. Mm-hmm. I love the character he's doing mm-hmm. with that. Worst character. Listen, we've had the top 10.
The worst character as far as just overall cheesiness or...
Yeah. Let's
Repo
just go.
Man.
The Shockmaster.
The Shockmaster, okay.
The baseball guy.
The,
the guy that was wearing a baseball head as his yeah, he wore a baseball head.
The
or
goon,
no,
the goon
no.
was pretty bad.
The goon was pretty yes, and also who is it? Magic Man.
Magic Man. Vinny Vegas.
Yes.
I
can't even go as so far as say Papa Shango.
Which is the Godfather.
Yes, but
which is
but
why
Papa
I said
Shango.
He, Papa Shango.
Yes,
pronounce
Shango.
It correctly.
Sorry.
Or Kama Mustafa.
God.
Whichever one of the 3 you want to talk
yeah.
about. Right. He also says Michael Cole needs to drop the heel commentator role. He doesn't do it very well, especially compared to others like Jerry Lawler and
JBL. I know, but listen, guys. I just read this recently. Vince McMahon is feeding the lines to Michael Cole. He's feeding it to him in his feed. In his, in his headset. So the way he's coming off as an asshole, okay, it's because of the fact that Vince McMahon is an asshole, okay? So you need to get a little bit of an asshole's terminology.
Right. You need an asshole telling an asshole what to do.
Yes, exactly.
So that there goes that. yeah, I don't want him to be a heel, but whatever. He's just annoying on every level.
Yeah.
He loved both of our match 8s for our Big Splash WrestleCast's Supercard Challenge.
Okay.
But he's going with Mike's.
Ooh!
Because it was always one of his dream matches.
See?
His match 8 is Ken Shamrock versus Kurt Angle.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I like it.
Just looking at the dog.
That is an absolutely amazing match.
Speaking of Big Splash WrestleCast Supercard Challenge.
Wait.
What?
Where's our friend from Australia?
Our friend wrote to us, but only to tell us that he wants us to let him know when our next episode is out.
Aw.
Yeah, the rest of it we were from last week.
Aw.
I know.
Where's our friend?
Our friend Mr. Bacon did not write into us this week.
Oh, Mr. Bacon! Come on!
That's okay.
All right.
But we're going to move on to our Big Splash WrestleCast Supercard Challenge.
This is epicness.
Recap.
Yes.
Your card.
Okay.
Miz versus Mr. Perfect.
Yes.
Ladder match between Beer Money, Hardys, Dudleys, LOD.
Yes.
Over the top rope challenge, Andre the Giant and The Big Show.
Yes.
Icy title match, Honky Tonk Man, Chris Benoit, and Macho Man. Then Sting versus HBK. Then submission match, Samoa Joe, Angle, and Shamrock. Then Divas match, Fabulous Moolah, China, Trish Stratus. Then Better Bald Man, Goldberg, and Austin.
Yes.
And that I didn't look at. Okay. And then we got me, which was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Daniel Bryan. Then TLC with the Hardys, Dudleys, Nasties, and LOD. Then a body slam match between Andre the Giant and Big Show. Then Bruno Sammartino versus Brock Lesnar. Then Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle. Then a fatal four between AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Mr. Perfect, and Chris Benoit. Then an Iron Man match between HBK and Macho Man. And then the Snakes tag team match. This is one of my only real like out of the box gimmick matches. Was Stone Cold Steve Austin, Jake the Snake Roberts versus Randy Orton and Santino with the Cobra in a tag team match.
All right.
I'm going to amend this a little bit.
Okay. Do you want to change this?
I'm going to change this only because... All right. It's interchangeable.
Okay.
It's going to be Santino, but in the first 30 seconds of the match, Austin stuns him, and Jake the Snake wraps the... It makes the snake bite him, and he's got to be rushed to the hospital. So who comes to his rescue? Sergeant Slaughter with the Cobra Clutch.
Oh, my goodness.
So then Sergeant Slaughter will then tag with Randy Orton.
Okay. All right. I like it.
So my next match...
Okay.
Now, I've been debating it in my head for quite a while.
Okay.
Okay? I've had a choice between who's going to verse this guy.
Okay.
Okay?
And who is this guy?
This guy is the Phenom, the Undertaker.
Yes.
Okay. Now...
And this is the same thing that I have actually was debating for a while. Who would I want with the Undertaker? So we're both going to have an Undertaker match.
Right. Okay. So...
Yes.
Mine...
Uh-huh.
These are my choices.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the one I didn't choose.
Okay.
Which is probably going to be the one you choose. Oh, no, you can't because you used them both. It was going to be Goldberg. Streak versus streak. Undefeated versus undefeated at WrestleMania.
Okay, I like the idea.
I was going to do that.
Okay.
You know, Goldberg in his prime, who's going to, before Kevin Nash ruined his career.
Yeah. like it. Okay.
Versus the Undertaker. Or Undertaker, the Phenom of the WWE and F.
Yeah.
Versus the Phenom. The icon of the WCW, Sting.
Which has been like a dream match for so long. So you're going to go with that?
I'm going with that.
All right.
I'm going with Sting versus The Undertaker.
All right. I like it. Now.
In a hell! In a cell! All
right. He just had to scream that. I love it.
You're fired!
I love it that was screamed.
And I scared the shit out of my cats.
I know. I could tell. Now, my match.
Your match.
Is a three stages of hell match.
Oh, good God in heaven.
Yes. And the reason why I am doing this match is because in their prime, they were the best. Now, again, Taker will be involved.
Okay.
But I haven't had this guy in there. And it's funny because he needs to be in my WrestleCast special pay-per-view.
Okay.
And so I think these two need to fight. I don't think they've ever fought. And so I think they need to.
Okay.
It's going to be Undertaker
versus
Bret Hart.
Oh, boy.
In a three stages of hell match. Now, here's why I need these two. Because Bret Hart can do it all. He's done everything. But can he beat Taker? So here's my first match. First match right off the bat is a normal match. Just a regular one-on-one.
One-on-one.
One-on-one. Okay? The second match is a submission match.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
So the Google Plata.
Yes.
Google Plata, whatever the hell it's called.
Yes.
Hell's Gate.
Exactly.
Versus the Sharpshooter.
Yes. And then in the final epicness.
Final epicness. If it gets down to round three.
If it gets down to round three.
Which it will.
Okay. It's going to be.
Going to be.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be actually.
Uh-huh.
Your little match.
My little match.
A Hell in a Cell match.
Oh, I see. So you're going to go. You're going to go get to the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Now, I have my last match, but we're going to wait till next week.
Of course.
My last match, I think.
I could see a little bit of it. But
yes,
really,
but there's a stipulation with it, so you just have to be quiet with the audience.
I can't see who that person is.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, wait, I see who it is. Okay.
Okay.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I also have my last match.
You do?
Yes.
So we'll have to wait.
And you know who they are. Because they're the only people I haven't used on my entire card.
I know. I could take a guess.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll wait.
My last match is...
wait, we're going... Wait.
It's actually going... I'm not going to say what it is.
No.
But it's actually going to be... Mm. A championship scramble match.
Okay. I just want to let everyone know that I had thought about that, but I went against it.
It's the only way that I could include all of the people I've left out.
That's fine. I just want to let you know that I was thinking about doing that.
Uh-huh.
But I went against it because there's a match that is better than a championship scramble match.
Oh, yeah?
In my opinion.
Does it happen to be a gauntlet match?
No.
Is it a... I don't know.
You're just going to have to wait and see.
I'm going to have to wait and see.
Yeah.
So we have one more match left, Mike.
We do.
We have one more match.
We do.
So if you want to write to us,
yes.
You can actually, you know what? Let me see, because I did tweet.
Well, you did.
To see if people would
respond
with some questions. Let's see if anybody
okay.
did. Let's see.
Let's look at the old tweeter.
Nope. No tweets.
All right, perfect.
All right,
so
excellent.
If you do want to tweet us.
Yes, you can do so at Big Splash Cast.
Big Splash Cast, all one word.
All one word, like all Twitters are.
Yep.
You can email us at BigSplashPodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
You could find our site, which hasn't been updated since October 7th, because somebody keeps telling me they're going to write something and doesn't. and that's BigSplashWrestleCast.com. And our Facebook page will be created as soon as I get people that are going to write on the website. Because I can't do all the writing myself. I could do two editorials a month.
Okay.
And I was going to do more Raw thoughts, but every time I watch Raw, it's the day after Raw, and it's going to be Wednesday by the time I can get it up. So until my schedule changes again, this is the way it's going to be, folks. Mike was supposed to do a SmackDown recap show. He was supposed to do a wrestling report card.
As you can tell, I'm not good at these things.
Right.
Yes.
John Pud Patapinto, who we haven't heard from in about a month, he was supposed to do
NXT.
A NXT recap.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was supposed to be doing a Superstars recap, but then his show was canceled and then brought back.
Mm.
So I don't know what his deal is. Yeah. So all that stuff's supposed to be on the website and isn't. Mike.
Yes.
Do you have anything else you want to add before we sign off? Anything you know that you want to promote or maybe just talk about?
Okay.
Okay.
I did have one question.
A question?
Yes, to post to you.
To post to me.
Yes. My question is, do you believe at any point TNA could be a quote-unquote challenger to the WWE?
No.
No. Not at all. Not even the way that they're going now.
No, I think their reputation is tarnished. I think they're too known for underperforming, giving old people top spots.
Okay.
They're WCW 1999, 2000. That's what they are. And they're going to be that. They've been that for, 6 years now?
Yeah, 5 years. Give it
to they were entertaining for a little while, and then Hogan took over, so all went down the drain.
All right.
I don't think so. Not while Hogan, Flair,
Jarrett, Angle.
You're right.
Not while those guys are calling shots.
And my other thing I had, which was very interesting, is do you feel that right now with, you know, what's going on with The Rock and he's coming back and all that stuff and everything going on right now, do you feel a return of, because they were talking about this right now, they were thinking about probably bringing back a return of Jericho. That was been the
rumor. Yeah, I heard about that. I heard about maybe doing a Jericho thing for WrestleMania or something like that.
Do you think you may see Punk and Jericho?
Yeah.
You think you could see that?
Yeah, yeah.
You see that more likely than Austin and Jericho? I mean, Austin and Punk?
Yeah.
You see that more likely?
Yeah,
okay.
Because I think because we know Jericho can wrestle, we don't know if Austin can.
That's true. Because everyone, you know, always says, you know, oh, Austin can come back and, you know, he can wrestle anytime.
Yeah, it's easy.
He stopped wrestling because of, you know,
his injuries.
Yeah, exactly.
And as somebody that's been in a wrestling ring and wrestled before, I've taken a month between getting in the ring, and it is not easy to just get back in that ring. Every bump hurts. Mm. Every bump you feel the next day, you don't. Every time you hit the ropes, it hurts. Every time you go up to take a scoop slam, you it hurts, and it's not fun. And even for somebody in top shape, you know, that he probably is now, he's probably in better shape than he was when he retired.
Ooh, we didn't mention this in the opening news.
Opening news.
Yes, but Heath Slater.
Oh God.
Is suspended 30 days for the wellness. So we have Slater.
We have NXT. All of NXT is getting.
With Darren Young.
Yeah, all of NXT.
What's going on?
It was a marijuana substitute.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So apparently, marijuana might be a better. Because marijuana you can't get suspended for. You get a fine, a $5,000 fine.
Okay.
From WWE. So if you smoke an illegal drug, you get a $5,000 fine. If you piss Triple H off, you get a $250,000 fine. That's great.
That's amazing. And not only that, but so what do you see? You see Justin Gabriel getting the next fine?
No, not Gabriel. Because he wants to be a wrestler so badly for his mom back in...
That's true.
Cape Town, whatever.
Cape Town, wherever you're from.
I think the next one is going to be...
Mason Ryan? Mason Ryan, please.
No, it's not going to be Mason Ryan. I think it's going to be, what's his name? The Andy Samberg lookalike.
The Andy Samberg lookalike?
What's his name?
Who the hell is
he was in that stupid 41-man battle royal.
Okay, well, there's 41 guys to choose from.
The one with the curly hair, the NXT guy.
Oh, what's his name? Johnny Curtis?
No, Bateman.
Oh, Derek Bateman?
Derek Bateman,
oh,
gone.
Because of the fact that Darren Young smoked with him, probably?
Probably.
That's awesome.
That's going to be my guess, Mike.
Okay, all right. Well, guys, I got nothing else.
I got nothing.
Wait.
No, I guess I have nothing.
There's nothing. Let's just hope that this week will be good.
Let's hope we have something good to talk about.
Yes, please.
Let's hope.
Yes.
Are you going to be watching the pay-per-view?
Yes, I'll be watching it this Sunday.
Are you going to be watching it on time?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, me either.
Okay.
I don't get home till 9, so I'm trying to figure out whether or not I'm going to order this or I'm going to try and watch it illegally.
Do the illegal. It's not worth paying for.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like anything is these days.
No. So,
although the WWE Network is apparently going to have 8 pay-per-views on their network, just not the big 4. Apparently, that's a cool business model. I like that.
It's
if you could get 12 million people to subscribe to you at $10 a pop.
Well, I just want to know how much.
120 million people. $120 million a year.
Yeah, but they're losing out. They're technically losing out on that. Then.
They only get, at the most for these pay-per-views, those 8 pay-per-views, they get 300,000 people. At the most.
Okay,
so
I can understand that.
So 300,000 at $50 is what?
1.5. Yeah, 1.5
million.
About
$2 million at the most.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And that's not, well, they have to pay fees for pay-per-view, so
You figure they make about $1 million a pay-per-view.
All right.
120 million bucks. I'll take it.
All right.
So, yeah, I think that's a pretty cool idea.
All right, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I think they should have a show called WWE What? Where they just talk about the most bizarre things that have happened.
Well, they're having
not the OMG 50 moments, none of that. Just the like the little things that happen each week or like in history, like.
Well, they're thinking about doing the whole entire WCW, WWE, Monday Night Wars thing. And they think about doing, like, playing, like, each show mm-hmm. every week to try to, like, battle each other, mm-hmm. like, for that time slot. They thought about also doing a Divas reality show. Yay! Hold on.
All right, hold on.
Yeah. They've also thought about doing, what was the other one that was pretty interesting?
A WrestleMania Rewind.
A WrestleMania Rewind. They want to know what they would call that. I was like, okay.
The choices they gave us were awful.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible. You know, I don't know. I got nothing, Steve.
All right, Mike. Well, I guess we've exhausted all our options for talking. No more stalling. Let's just get the hell out of here.
Yes.
So on that note, folks, you have a pleasant weekend.
You too.
Watch the interwebs.
Yes.
Watch the interwebs for our tweets.
Yes.
And keep up with your wrestling news.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, I'm Steve Fontana.
I'm Mike Capizzo.
And keep reaching for the belts. And stop recording.